every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast, brought to you by Kurt Owen Ministries. For over 26 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. As a part of this ministry, Kurt Owen has assisted in starting many, many churches throughout the world. This includes a very powerful local church by the name of Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. For over 10 years, Pastor Terry Owen has been helping people throughout the area learn how to live miraculously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Every Wednesday and Sunday, Pastor Terry Owen brings a dynamic and powerful message at Real Life Church. Today, we will be continuing to learn from Pastor Terry what the Bible has to say as to how we should deal with this coronavirus.
Luke 4:17, again, a familiar scripture to most of us. It says, "And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. When he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written. And it says, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor.'" What's the gospel? Good news. "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." This is the gospel. The gospel is that Jesus has come, because he says, "Then he closed the book and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down, and all the eyes of all those who were in the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, 'Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing.'" That was a prophetic word speaking of the Messiah. And he sat down in the Messiah seat and he said, "Today this scripture is fulfilled." So we're not waiting for the captive to be set free. We're not waiting for the brokenhearted to be healed. We're not waiting for the gospel to be preached to the poor. We're not waiting for recovery of sight to the blind. We have liberty, and we have it now. And so back then, they were looking forward to it. Right now, we look at the resurrection and we say we have it because it is finished. When Jesus came, he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord. He proclaimed the Jubilee. He proclaimed freedom and restoration. And when we look at the Word of God and that becomes the center of our focus, then we're able to look at the Word as truth. And that as other things are coming at us, we say, "No, that's not true."
Amen.
Is it a fact? Yes, it's a fact. Is it truth? It is not a truth. What changes? Facts. Facts change. Your body can change. Your bank account can change. Your relationships can change. Everything can change. And if you'll focus on the Word of God, it will change for your better. Ephesians 2:10. We're going to be patient with the pastor too. How's that? I love you all. Ephesians 2:10 in the Amplified says, "We are his own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated. So we already existed, right? But we got recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew. We got born again, that we may do those good works which God predestined and planned beforehand." So are there good works for us to do? Yes. Now understand that the good works came for you to do after you got saved. When you got saved, everything was already provided to you for your life. So you're not earning anything. You understand? When you got recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, you were already given everything that pertains to life and to godliness. Now there are good works for us to do, but our good works demonstrate God's goodness to others. Do you understand? So you're not earning anything, but you're demonstrating God's goodness to others. That we should walk in them living the good life. Living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. There is a good life prearranged and made ready for you to live. It's ready for you to live in it. Where is it found? It's found in your owner's manual. It's found in your roadmap. You know, those of us who are old enough to be able to read maps. Okay, I know some of y'all don't know this, but there was a day where we didn't have GPS. And we'd carry these maps around. We had books of maps even. And you would find the path because it was prearranged and it was written, but you had to figure out how to read that map. Now, thank God my dad taught me how to read a map. Now, mom can read a map, and I'll leave that there. So, she's not here to protect herself. But see, when you read a map, you see that there's a path that you can take, right? And you can calculate out how long it's going to take to get there based on how big, because there's a key, that you know, there's a map key. And so if this much, you know, 3 inches equals 100 miles, then you know that it's going to take you, you know, an hour and a half to go 3 inches on that map. But see, there's this, it's provided to you. But see, you have to learn how this operates, right? You learn how to read the map. You learn how to, and then if there becomes a roadblock or construction on that road, you learn how to re-navigate. You go back and you recalculate a new path. And God has he has prearranged a path for you to walk. He has prearranged a good life for you to live. And see, you can do it on your own. How many of y'all just gone out driving? I don't recommend it without a full tank of gas. But y'all just ever go out for a ride? Have no idea where you're going to go, have no destination in mind, but you're going to go. It's going to be fun. Ever end up in the wrong place? And so it's better to have a map. It is better to have directions. It is better to have a guide. It is even better to have a guide who knows where he's going, right? So we have a book that is our map, and we have the Holy Spirit who's our guide. It is the best combination that there could possibly be. God knew about it ahead of time, and he prearranged it and made it ready for you to live. So how do we do that? Well, we talk to our guide, right? Holy Spirit, show me where I'm supposed to go. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to handle this situation? Give me wisdom from on high, right? Because that's why Jesus sent us a helper, is to help. You know, it's funny thing because when I was a kid, I didn't realize, and I don't know why this was such a foreign concept to me, I didn't have to be surprised at the grade that appeared on my report card. I didn't have to. If I would have just kept track of the scores that I got on my tests and my quizzes, knew how they were weighted, I could have anticipated the score long before it ever showed up on a report card, right? It's not a surprise because every day you're doing something to make progress towards the outcome. And see, every day in your life, you are doing something that is making progress towards an outcome, and you get to decide whether you want to do it God's way or your own way. And I highly recommend God's way. I've done it my way. It didn't work out. But I have found out that God's word is reliable and it is true. Amen? Yes. Amen. Now, we're going to go to 1 John. Okay. We're gonna look first at 1 John 4, chapter 16. And please pull that up in the Amplified for me. It says, and we know, understand, recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience. Now understand that here's a statement that tells us that we know this stuff, we know what God's word says, and that we know that his word is true. We understand, we recognize, and are conscious of by observation and by experience. See, eventually your experience will line up to the word of God if you don't let go of the word. Do you remember that when Peter walked on the water? Peter's walking on the water, there's a storm. Is there a storm? Okay, when Peter gets out of the boat, the storm is still raging. But when he stepped out on the word of God, and he's focused on Jesus. He's focused on the word come. Jesus, if it is you, bid me come. He said, it's me. I mean, like, what are my options here? You didn't give me another option. Come. So Peter steps out, and he's doing just fine until he gets distracted by the storm. The storm that was already raging before he got the word. But the distraction of the storm causes us to sometimes let go of the word of God, and that's when we find we start to sink. And so when we say that there's people who are experiencing, oh, well, you know, I know people who believe that and it didn't work for them. No, they let go of the word. First thing I'm going to do is say, if anyone has never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that is the first step that we need to take. The first step that we take is to receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, and make entrance into the family. And once we've made entrance into the family, the Word of God is able to transform us. We have a journey that we're on once we take the first step of accepting Jesus as our Lord and Savior. So if you have never accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I'm going to ask you to just think about it. You know, like I said, my husband did not get saved because he loved God. He got saved because he was dying and he saw an insurance plan so that he'd have fire insurance. And there, you know what? He's in the kingdom of God, and now he's a mighty man of God. And so it doesn't matter what place you're in. If you see and the Holy Spirit's prompting you right now, yes, I want to accept Jesus. I don't know what all it means yet, but we're going to figure it out together. Then I want you to say this with me. What is necessary is that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for your sins, and that God raised him from the dead. And the scripture says in Romans that if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, then you are saved. It's that simple. There's nothing complicated about it. We might complicate it sometimes, but God has made it oh so simple. So say this with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for sending Jesus, your Son, to die for my sins. I believe that you raised him from the dead. Jesus, I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that you are my Lord, that you are my Savior. I receive you, and I receive that I am cleansed, and that I am clean, and that I am yours. Holy Spirit, fill me to overflowing. Teach me to walk according to God's word and God's way. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if that's the first time that you prayed that prayer, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at connect@reallifefl.com. Because that is the beginning of your journey and not the end of your destination. There is so much more available. Amen. Amen.
We know that you have received revelation knowledge from this message. We invite you to continue to listen to the message from Pastor Terry at the next regularly scheduled broadcast of Victory is Assured. Pastor Terry would like to personally invite you to come experience miraculous words of life in person at Real Life Church in Port St. Lucie. During these unusual times, Wednesday night services will be held live on YouTube. You can easily get to the live stream by going to Real Life PSL and then clicking on the Watch Live button. Our Sunday services are being held here at the church as they always have been, as well as on YouTube. So, if you want to experience a live service in person, come on into our Sunday service. We would love to have you. Or, like we said, if you are more comfortable enjoying the Sunday service in real time on YouTube, simply go to reallifepsl.com and click on the Watch Live button. Either way, you will be fortified with the pure, rich Word of God equipped for today's life. Real Life Church, the most loving church in the world where miracles happen every day. Real Life Church is an outreach ministry of Kurt Owen Ministries.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe.